When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com. Final game, Sharks v the Dragons. This is a great clash down there at Shark Park. That'll be sold out because it only holds about 11,000. But anyway, Toby Rudolph is back. Tuku Hautapua. He's back to being 18th man. Daniel Atkinson back in the halves after his good job alongside Nico Hines last week. For the Dragons, Luciano Leilua is back. He's named amongst the reserves. Have to wait and see what happens there. Ben Murdoch-Masilla, he could drop out if he is to be included. Zach Lomax shifts to the centres for Moses Suli. Whoa. Anyway, what are we doing with this one, Tristan?
Yeah, the Dragons have been a very tricky side to catch. They've been very up or very down across the course of the season. Obviously, this game being the big rivalry against the Sharks side, it was sitting very nicely atop of the ladder and had a very dominant win there on the weekend. It's $1.21 the Sharks, $4.40 the Dragons, 13.5 is the line, 44.5 the total points. So on paper, the way the Sharks are playing and on the Dragons' performance last week, you'd probably expect the Dragons to be too good. But, you know, as we say, the Dragons have lifted for certain games. This is a massive game for them in their season and obviously the big rivalry there. So 13.5, it is a decent number. And I just tend to think it might be a little bit closer than that.
Yeah, they're just so hard to catch, the Dragons, aren't they? I mean, completely rolled over in that game, as we touched on earlier. Conceding 60, means that they're now conceding near 30 a week with a couple of ugly touch-ups. They get Leilua back, they lose Suli. Gee, I'm not sure that Bird's coping with playing first grade week in, week out at centre either. Lomax has got some horrible errors in him, but he's not on his own. I mean, I think their wingers and fullback are very similar. I think they're playing a couple of blokes through the middle that are really probably past first grade now. Against the Sharks side, they're up and about. But the key with the Sharks is they're yet to beat a team higher than 12th on the table. I said at the start of the season, they had the softest draw. They continue to play that to their advantage, winning 6 or 7. But you can only win. They play another team now that's in the bottom four. They play them at home. They put 40 points through the Raiders last week. Anderson stepped in at 6 and did the job in covering for Trindle. They do have strike and attack that will worry the Dragons. I can't be any other way, but the Sharks at home with a home ground advantage, and I think that the line's about right.
Hey, has there been a move on the Sharkies in the premiership betting, Tristan? Just on the back of, well, they're top of the ladder. They have a big win down in Canberra. Surely that signals something.
Yeah, they've been the biggest movers of the of the recent times anyway. So they opened the season at 21. They got out to a high of $31 and now they're into 13. So basically halved their quote from what we opened at the start of the year.
Yeah, interesting. So playing really good footy back at home. Nico Hines was excellent last week. They've got, Cam McGuinness is probably an underrated player and is probably, with due respect to Dale Finucane, an improvement on what Dale's output has been over the last 18 months. So that's working in their favour. The only thing that concerns me about this is Shane Flanagan almost was thinking about this game before Anzac Day. that little chip on the shoulder that Flano has can work for you and against you, but might work for him on this occasion. So I'm expecting an improved response. They have a long break coming out of that Anzac Day clash, the Dragons, to lick their wounds a little bit. Zach Lomax is a funny one, isn't he? The week before against the Warriors, he was the best player in the comp in the way that he played. And then when he set up the try with the flick pass in the first couple of minutes of that Anzac Day clash, you thought, this guy's a freak. Then he set up another couple of tries with flick passes. Unfortunately, that was for the Roosters, so which might have put a line through his State of Origin chances. But I'm going to go with the Dragons, plus 13.5 at $1.95. Anyone want to entertain a lunch bet on that?
I'm with a plus too, Jimmy.
You want the plus, Tristan?
Yeah, I'm with the plus.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, you're against this, Jared?
Yes, I am.
So it's Tristan plus me.
That'll give you confidence, Jimmy, with the strength of the in-form hand, the hot hand.
Should we roll back the form guide on how that's been working for you two?
I only have a very small form guide in the, and I only have to look at the last couple of starts, so no, we're going well.